From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is accepting his Nobel Peace Prize.
I receive this honor with deep gratitude and great humility. It's an award that speaks to our highest aspirations, that for all the cruelty and hardship of our world, we are not mere prisoners of fate. Our actions matter and can bend history in the direction of justice.
Mr. Obama is speaking right now in Oslo, Norway, where he is acknowledging the controversy surrounding the decision to award him the prize. He says he's only at the start of his labors on the world stage. Five Americans detained in Pakistan this week could be the same five young men who went missing from Washington, D.C. last month. U.S. officials told NPR they're still trying to understand what the young men were doing there. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Pakistani authorities raided what they believe to be a militant safe house in Punjab province earlier this week, and they rounded up five Americans. U.S. officials told NPR they're trying to figure out if those Americans are the students who went missing from Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia late last month. U.S. officials are working with Pakistani authorities to make some positive identifications and figure out who the Americans are. One of them is believed to be a student at Howard University in Washington, D.C. An official with knowledge of the case said it's unclear why the young men were in an alleged safe house. There's some concern that they had stopped there before planning to head to a jihadi training camp. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is on the second leg of his tour of two war zones. He is now in Iraq on an unannounced visit. His trip there comes 2 days after coordinated bombings near government buildings in Baghdad killed at least 112 people and wounded more than 400. Militants linked to al-Qaeda are claiming responsibility for the attack. Talks between President Obama's first envoy to North Korea and Pyongyang officials ended today without a definitive answer about when North Korea might return to international nuclear disarmament. Talks from Seoul, Dwali Isai Kautau reports.
After briefing South Korean officials about his visit to the North, Ambassador Bosworth told reporters about his talks with North Korean officials.
We were able to exchange views in a candid and business-like fashion. We identified some common understandings on the need for and the role of the six-party talks and the importance of implementation of the 2005 joint statement.
That joint statement required North Korea to disable its nuclear facilities in Yongbyon, to submit a declaration of all its nuclear programs, and to commit to not transferring nuclear materials or technologies to other countries. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
This is NPR. House Democrats are moving forward with what would be a major overhaul of Wall Street regulations. The legislation passed a key test late yesterday on a nearly party-line vote, and House members began debating the bill. President Obama and congressional Democrats see the overhaul as crucial to preventing a repeat of last year's financial crisis that led to taxpayer bailouts of companies such as AIG and Citigroup. Republicans dismiss the measure as a continuation of such bailouts. The proposed bill represents the most sweeping changes to banking regulation since the New Deal of the 1930s. At least 17 deaths are being blamed on that huge storm that's been battering much of the Midwest and New England. The storm dumped more than a foot of snow, and now the worry is dangerously cold conditions that are settling in. Josh Rogers of New Hampshire Public Radio has more.
Up to 18 inches of heavy, wet snow has fallen in some places in northern New England. That's making for tricky road conditions that could get trickier as temperatures drop. Bill Boynton is with the New Hampshire Department of Transportation.
We're always concerned with the first major storm of the year. Even experienced drivers, even lifelong New England residents have some adjustments to make because conditions are not real good out there.
Road crews are out across the region on some New Hampshire highways. They're plowing four abreast, trying to ensure that slush-filled roads don't freeze into washboard conditions. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
Fresh economic figures are due out today. The Labor Department is to report on new jobless claims. Analysts are looking for a modest increase, and the government also reports on the nation's trade gap for October. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.